Farage and Tom, rambling on. I didn't call it Talk Tech for a change. But hey, this is not the fifth episode of the podcast. This is a special fifth episode of the podcast. Welcome to...
Streams live.
The, what do we call it? The sizable obese questionnaire of the Annum.
No, it's not quite that.
You took the sizable out.
It's the... Oh my god, stream, please. Let me see the stream info. It's called Burge and Tom's Obese Questionnaire of the Annum.
Yes. It is not the big fat quiz of the year. As always, I am Burge, and my teammate here is Kieran.
You're
and
genius.
This person over here.
Okay, so I'm Tom in this scenario.
Did you actually not realise that? I thought you were doing a bit.
I'm Burge. This is Tom.
We're off to a wonderful start.
This is Burge. I'm Tom. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're meant to be doing a quiz this evening, but he doesn't know his own name. I feel like I'm at a disadvantage slightly.
As always, I am Tom. This is my teammate, Kieran. And that guy over there is...
I'm Tom. No, wait. I'm Burridge, and this is my lovely partner Jess, who is my partner in life.
It's because your name comes first out of the two. Our host for this evening is this one down here, or at Goldfinger. Yeah. Wait, no, that wasn't Goldfinger, was it?
He's trying to log into Word.
He's trying to log into Word. This is our host, Katie. Say hello, Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello, children.
No chance
for the other. Right. Purge is dying.
I genuinely thought Tom was doing a bit until.
So did I!
We all did.
The dreadful mistake. And I was like, oh, no, he's just had his brain wander off.
It was straight up just experienced real life buffering.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, that was. I don't know what we got that right.
What do you call that?
Listen, I've had a long day. I had to wake up in the morning.
What, 11:59?
No.
Actually, 8 a.m.
I woke up at 8. That's early for me.
Ugh. Oh, that's late.
That is early.
That's late.
Are you children done?
No, Burge is, I thought Burge was laughing to it.
Burge's beard has grown so much since I last saw him.
It has.
It rivals Mikey.
It's grown
now.
So much. I have a beard comb now.
It's borderline magnificent.
Of me.
What do you mean borderline magnificent? I'll have you
almost
know this.
There. It's not quite there. You're Burge, so low.
Burge, we can dye your beard. I've got the hair dye.
Fuck yes.
We can see your microphone on the camera.
Yeah, huh?
That's fine.
Like Chris Pahone.
It's like that boom guy. It's just like holding it.
It's okay. Go, shh.
Why am I setting an alarm on my phone? What am I even doing? Why is Zoom open? How has these apps appeared? I was going on Twitch to make sure everything was okay.
That's alright, I'm locked in. Like I'm locked in on the chat.
So one of the teams quiz is Burge and Jess. The other team is me and my Annette colleague.
I get stressed when we go live, okay?
I don't get stressed because I've got no right. Self-worth left to lose.
Katie, do your not Jimmy Carr bit where you insult us all.
Retard, I like you. Magnificent almost beard and Jess. Love you, Jess.
Magnificent almost beard. Ugh, so
I am here.
So I'm trying to figure out who I meant.
Well, the thing is, the way he points at it, he points at Jess first, and then Burge, and then me, then Kieran. So.
No. Kieran is my one true love.
Thank you.
Jess is my girlfriend. Burge has a beard. And
Burge has a beard.
I have a beard and a dad bod. I'm like, you know.
Beard and a dad bod. Oh my god, Jess, you've got a catch there.
I have indeed.
Do I just need to get like a tattoo now just to like complete the set?
Yes, you've caught something. Get rid of it.
Amazing that she managed to catch it without breaking something.
She's been whaling again.
Japanese sailing vessel. Right.
Where am I?
The questions in this quiz will be about the past 365 days. What a mess they have been. just like this quiz already. We're perfectly on topic.
This quiz is actually really hard.
Oh, God.
Like, I was looking at the questions, and I was like, why did I do that? Like, that's mean.
I've got to admit, I feel like a couple of my questions for, like, Tom's team are quite mean in some ways, because he's clearly not thinking properly, so it's going to be really bad.
Right, hold on.
He's got his brain power.
My headache's already started, so yeah, we're going well.
When has his brain ever functioned? I feel like you were just starting out with higher expectations.
Not fair.
On my... Well, I was about to say beloved teammate, but that would be a lie.
Yeah.
I
moderately tolerate.
Get a room. We can't see, but below the camera, they're holding hands.
It's not just hands they're holding.
Oh, no, I'll leave that for the camera. I'm not getting paid.
I hate it when I get my shorts twisted.
Your short is almost as big as mine.
Let's see how you handle it.
And we've been sued.
Yeah. Thanks, Mel Brooks. Right, Katie. Host, that's your job.
What?
Host! You're the host.
We're going to have to write
your ass. Sorry, you were traumatizing me. Hello and welcome. Are we sitting comfortably?
Hello and welcome to the University Challenge.
No, come with the thimbles. Jeez.
Yeah.
Get it right. Thank you, Jeff.
Right.
Is everybody ready for round one?
Yes, I need this.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. rules, you can confer, but mute yourself, otherwise you'll give away the answer, you morons. And Jess, let's not.
Yes, question one is A.
I don't give you multiple choice. I'm not that nice. I'm a horrible person. I was like, you know what? They can guess. Okay, right. Anyway, moving onwards. I've had too many mints before this, so I'm not really like hyped on.
Enough words. She's having a sugar rush.
Oh,
sugar rush doesn't exist. Thank you. I will fight anyone that says it. It doesn't exist.
Wasn't that the game from Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah. No, that was the game they played.
Yeah, Sugar Rush.
That's what Vanellope's from. I should know, it's my favourite
film. Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh no, actually I have watched Wreck-It Ralph. It was just mediocre, so I didn't remember it.
How dare you!
Oh no, Kira, what have you done?
What have you done?
It's the most superior Disney film.
Courage, quick, me and you on the team, and we'll leave these two to fight.
You've done it now, Kieran. No, I'm going to die in your place.
The second Wreck-It Ralph is awful.
Courage, you must die. Question one. If the children have stopped bickering.
I think so.
Thank you. Question number one, and this year in tech, how big is the screen on the new Nintendo Switch OLED?
Oh, fuck.
Good question.
Thank you.
Good question.
I don't know, but good question.
I told you I didn't mean it's evil. It's genuinely evil.
Burridge, are you measuring?
I think that's the old one, that's not the new one, is it?
I'm no cheat.
Okay. Burridge, stop using a ruler, you cheaty bastard.
I was going to measure my normal Switch and then add on like an inch or something.
Yeah, you always add on an inch, Burridge.
I was about to say, that's not the first time you've done that, is it?
Are they still conferring?
Well, I mean, we've done. Oi,
stop googling, you cheaty bastard!
We've done all our conferring because
I love muted Burridge. It's one of the best things that's ever happened in my life.
You just see the emotion on his face. Like
he has an expressive beard.
Okay, I'll give you a five if you give me the answers to this round.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. I put in an answer.
No conferring whatsoever. He just put an answer without consulting.
That's legit what we did. I put down an
would
answer.
Would you have given a different answer?
And then I just muted.
Oh, you would?
So just to check if I knew it. Shockingly.
Boys, I think we're fucked.
Does everybody put an answer in?
We need to confirm, Burridge.
We do.
Ready for number two?
No.
Yeah.
Have you popped in the middle first?
Get your shit together.
Yeah, and the ad break.
We're moving on.
Oh, wait,
number two.
Number two.
What iOS update was introduced on September 20th?
I know this.
Oh, I know.
Tom's fucked.
Katie, can I borrow your iPhone?
No.
I knew I got an iPhone for the right reason, just for this question.
Yeah, go little iPhones.
Go little iPhones.
Go.
And Jess knew it immediately, and I had to double check with her just to be sure I was right, but yep. Yeah.
I'm going to be so annoyed if I'm wrong.
Oh, no.
Because I'm so I'm sure of myself.
Like, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you're right, love.
I guess iOS 270. No.
Is it bad that we just rolled the dice?
It depends. Do you want, like, the revision numbers, too? Do you want, like,
no, just
version 1.769289976?
Final version 2.
Final version, version 3.
MP4.
0.7. MP4.
All right. Question 3. Boeing and Airbus warned the US with safety concerns over what?
But say that again.
Boeing and Airbus
warned
planes,
the US
Burridge,
with
planes.
Safety concerns over what? Planes. Big things that go flap flap in the sky.
Not birds. Planes.
Planes. I've had too many, too much sugar.
I was thinking about issues.
We're back.
Oh man.
Tom looks depressed. Kieran's just like, get your shit together, boy.
You got one job.
It's time to.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a guess.
Yeah. Bear in mind, yeah. This is the yeah. round where I'm looking at Tom to be like, please help me.
Yeah. The funniest thing is. What's Jess gave the answer. Oh, did she
have
just
you poured
a drink
water
on
all over yourself?
No, oh my Collins have got away.
What's it what?
Collins was sacrificed in this video.
Colin the caterpillar.
What are they?
They're a candy Collins. Corn Collins. Candy cane? Candy
Where
cane Collins.
Where did you get them?
My mother got them.
Bird, we need
I just threw it on the floor.
Never make that face again. I saw it in the camera and it scared me. No, no, no.
Right, well, okay, you're sorting out a Collins.
Collins.
Yes. What do you want?
Ask that one.
You know, you could have just asked me to pass them to you instead of you having to caress my entire side with your body.
He just wanted to.
We
he
came
wanted
with
to
snacks,
press his...
not sponsored. Cadbury's give me chocolate.
He wanted to press not his sponsored. Large body surface area against your side.
What's the last good question?
Most Anyway.
Anyway.
Number four.
Oh.
Yes. What equipment was created by scientists to stop eyeballs being squished by zero gravity in space?
What?
Oh.
What?
I told you it was an evil quiz.
I'm mute for this one.
Is phone a friend allowed?
No.
My friend's here and there. That's it, I've run out. But is anyone in your guild now?
Probably. To be fair, I could ring my friends and ask if they have any spare internet again.
I forgot I could look at your
they
answers.
Helped me the first time, hadn't you?
Yeah, you can look at my answers if you want, but none of them are right.
That's very funny.
But I look forward to the end of round one where the total scores are 0 and 0. Oh.
Sorry, that was so harsh. I just looked at the answers again.
They're having a serious conversation about this.
More serious than the fucking Switch question number one, that's for sure.
Yeah.
To be fair, I literally just crawled through the news for like 3 hours.
The best thing is, on the first question, we've put an answer, and then I've just put fuck knows in brackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I'll check the current website, see what it says.
I couldn't remember what it was, okay?
Thanks, eBay, for the notification.
Has everybody put an answer down?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not sure it's the correct one, but it's an answer.
Right.
You're right, that is an answer.
Huh?
Okay.
I mean, that's what
number five. You're going to hate me. These questions are actually really hard. In the French town of Hiers, they have deployed more than 300 breathing traps. What do these traps catch?
French people.
Wait, what traps are it?
Ferg, you got a mute.
I'm not. I got. Oh, do you know?
Shall we to repeat the question?
Yes, please.
Yeah, repeat the question. Okay.
In the French town of Hiers, they have deployed more than 300 breathing traps. What do these traps catch?
French people.
No, Tom, it's the tourists.
What?
Honestly, I'm a really bad person.
Okay.
It feels kind of obvious.
I'm muted, by the way. So
No, I know. I'm not going to say it. I feel like it's obvious, but it's also not.
I feel like it's a wrong answer, but I'm going with you.
I think the answer's kind of obvious for a different place.
Oh.
Wait, what was it, Katie? Sorry?
What?
What was that?
The hidden.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just broke my phone. I seriously broke my phone. Sorry.
Were you Snapchatting as well?
It's this obvious for a different place.
What?
I'm a good host, but I've got to message my mans.
I heard something about a place again, but I didn't hear the
It's obvious, for a different place.
Oh.
I'm questioning
Captain Germans.
No!
Obvious for a different place.
For a different continent.
Captain Germans in France.
This is one of those rounds where I'm looking at you as like, you know, the man who needs to know shit.
You want another clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hot there.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite. Okay,
so it's by the Mediterranean Sea.
So.
Katie, I don't know if that helps.
What fucking weird and wacky news sites did you go to get some of this shit?
Oh, this was the BBC News. There was like 50 pages of shit that I was scrolling through for 3 hours.
This is cruel.
And unusual.
Why have you not covered these topics in your podcast? Oh,
actually, well, I'm going to be honest.
Katie's done more research than you guys have.
No, me and Tom just talk about any shit we find. Katie's just gone on to like top 57 weird tech facts of the year. Number 29 will really scare you.
Do you want the next question, number 6?
Yes, please.
Yep.
Okay, I personally really like this question.
Oh, she's frozen.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh.
The Anne Robinson bot has frozen.
She's back.
Sorry, we had to reboot. We had to reboot Anne Robinson.
No, it's the Android.
Sorry,
guys.
Let me keep saying goodbye.
The Android, yeah.
That was,
Doctor Who Android, yeah.
Doctor Who series
one. Pair of you, cut it out.
Yeah.
Cut it out right now. You're the reason I'm freezing. I'm sick of your bullshit. Shush. Borage. You're not even allowed to laugh. Jess is allowed to laugh. You're not.
Yay!
Sexism.
The Isle of Wight NHS Trust has been trialling what new way of delivering chemotherapy drugs to patients?
I got it.
I'm pretty sure Jess has actually got it from if I lip read right.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Smart girl.
I'm smart. I did a thing.
Maybe we need to call it the Jess and Katie podcast because clearly they.
We know. We're a little more techie.
We're two young intellectuals.
We'll have it as the kids' version.
I'm on my legs.
Yeah!
Tom and Kieran, hurry up, man.
We're done.
Oh, why? I can't see your thing anymore. Oh, I can. Right, okay.
We're getting blamed for shit we didn't even do. I love this game.
Number 7. According to Spy.com, what was number 8 on their year in review, the best new tech gadgets released in 2021?
Number 8? Damn.
That's only number eight.
It genuinely upset me that this was on their list. And they said this is one of the best things released in 2021.
Oh.
I was like, what? That's so stupid. Enjoy.
Crap has been. You should know this. I don't know that.
PS5, please.
Bit more cool.
Very relaxing. The microchips.
If you need a hint, let me know.
Yes, please.
It's it's a household item every house should have. Or most houses should have.
Oh, Tom came up with the best answer to this question. It's right even if it's wrong. Oh, I'm dying.
We got this, boys. It's in the bag.
I give full props. I think the drink's helping Tom's mind. I think the drink is helping.
Did that... Oh, never mind. I was going to say, did that even come out this year?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't honestly, say I followed that.
Honestly, it's a stupid answer, like...
I can't say I follow...
No, I haven't got any of these right, the so fuck that is. Nonsense.
Right, number eight. We're almost finished first round, guys. It's only taken us nearly like half an hour
just to do
Number eight. Dr. Philip Nitschke has been in the news recently regarding his latest invention called Sarco. But what is Sarco?
Sarcastic communists.
SARS-CoV-19.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Think Switzerland.
Switzerland. Chocolate! Jeez!
Nazi gold stealing.
Burridge is dying. Jess has just killed Burridge. Man might piss his pants.
Or guns. We're going to make him guns.
Watches, guns, they live in the mountains.
How many trains? They've been out for them.
They go up, up. Fancy cock. Cock shaped cock.
Okay, we've got an answer. Probably not right.
Oh, this is less a quiz and more just
nonsense. Yeah. This
Too deliberate.
Team
names. No, can you imagine? I was typing an answer.
We didn't make team names.
Yes.
We didn't. What's our team name? I know it.
What's our team name?
It's our vented name, Bertix.
Bertix.
Dumb and Dumber.
I mean, just because you're accurate doesn't mean you have to say it.
Right.
We'll leave it up to the audience to guess which one's which.
Yeah.
Number 9. By what year will the UK phase out 2G and 3G?
Ooh.
That seems like a more reasonable.
That's
awesome. Oh, shit.
You're getting some trouble. I will come and slap you.
Probably installing.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go with that. Unmuted. Oh yeah, you can hear what I'm unmuted, can't you?
Yeah. Oh, I think there's an EE advert that tells you.
What's going to be something?
Or some sort of provider that tells you in their advert.
All right, cool.
We'll go with that.
Stab
answer.
In the dark. Yeah. Probably stab in
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Oh, let me stab in the light as well while we're at it.
Ah!
No!
Oh, Tom, don't worry. I've got my suturing kit right there.
Wait!
I was about to say, you've got a trained sociopath who's a medic.
Wait. Sociopath's a strong word. I prefer psychopath. I do have feelings, thank you. Anyway, number 10.
Oh.
Less one.
What were the new computer chips unveiled by Apple this year?
Ah.
See, it got a bit better. I just like seeing people suffer. No joking.
Cool.
That'll do, Donkey.
Yep.
That'll
cool.
Cute.
Right.
What I knew! Holy crap!
I'm questioning myself on one of them, but
should
we'll
I share my screen? Because I can see your answers.
Nah, it's fine.
Nah, right. just go through the answers and we'll just be like, yes or no.
Ask the question and we'll give our answers and we'll see who has the worst.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to put like an out of 10 at the bottom of each category and go from there.
All right. So number one was how big is the screen on the new Nintendo Switch OLED?
So I said something different to you.
Yeah.
What did you say, Jess?
I said 7.
What did you say, Birch?
Yeah, I went way bigger. I went like 11.1 because I'm an idiot.
And Tom and Kieran
had
5.4
inches.
Oh, yeah. Jess was right. It was 7 inches.
What?
No, Birch, I know we should have confirmed.
Okay, cool.
Forget it.
She's on her own. She's going out independent.
She's angry because we lost a point now.
I will also admit, by the way, because I checked my phone, one of my friends, obviously, who was watching, he messaged me with 7 inches, and I assumed it was for that question. But I noticed later on and was like, I didn't correct Tom because I was like,
he's
I assumed that's
boy.
What it was for. But I was like, nope.
He's cheating! Cheating!
Honorable young gentleman, Kieran.
He's a
right.
gentleman and a scholar.
Gentleman,
number two.
Scholar, and other than that, nothing else.
From Dick. Yeah,
but...
Thanks. Thank you. Me.
What iOS update was introduced on September 20th?
15.
It was 15.
15. Yes!
Yeah,
we guessed right!
Got it right.
We got
yeah.
one. Yeah!
That was really weird because I had like a delayed yeah.
Tick.
All right, number three was Boeing and Airbus warned the US with safety concerns over what?
You said 5G, but...
I just said that COVID destroyed their sales. It was 5G.
What? Yes, Jess! We did it! 2 for 10 so far.
I'm just like,
been three.
All right, it could have been 3. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, no.
1 out of 10. That's better than I thought we
would
be.
Can you give us half a point so she won't kill me later?
No.
Jess,
no,
I've got a separate score for Jess. Jess is currently...
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, fair enough. That's fair.
Was what equipment was created by scientists to stop eyeballs being squished by zero gravity?
Oh yeah, I was like, what did we put?
Yeah,
it was a space sleeping bag.
It was a what?
A sleeping bag.
Oh,
I put swimming goggles.
No,
we
almost put that.
We put contact lenses because we were like, maybe it's like some weird contact lens that like stops.
I mean,
it's
like
it's not really a proper sleeping bag. It kind of a thing that it's basically like, I don't know if you've heard of the iron lung. It's a
yes, I have.
It's like that. So it repressurizes the body, so then the fluid in the eyes doesn't change. Your eyeballs stay home. Sorry, weird.
Nerd.
You're a nerd. Number five was in the French town of Hyères. They have deployed more than 300 breathing traps. What did these traps catch?
Is it carbon dioxide?
What did you guys put?
We said COVID.
What did you say, Tom?
Carbon dioxide.
It's mosquitoes.
Oh.
That's so right. obvious.
That's why I said
the answer of French people
was wrong. Everyone the med.
I'm trying to catch the French.
Yeah, no one wants to send them.
They're trying to catch the Italians that try to swim over.
That's not pretty.
Right, moving swiftly onwards. Yep. Number six was the Isle of Wight NHS Trust has been trialling what new way of delivering chemotherapy drugs to patients?
We said
it was by drone.
Yeah.
Right. So I was right, and then you put trebuchet on the end because you're an idiot.
Yeah. I put an or in the middle, so therefore
half a point for Tom and Kieran.
No, it's like in the Big Fat Quiz. They put multiple answers. So
Tom, I am not Jimmy Carr. I make the rules here.
Why did you have to ruin it with your trebuchet fetish?
R/trebuchet.
R/trebuchet memes, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Now. Number 7.
Yep.
Was according to spy.com, what was number 8 on their year in review? The best new tech gadgets released in 2021?
I think we know this one.
Yeah.
We have two options again. It was either a toaster, because you said that every home should have one, or the microchip in the COVID vaccine.
Because we're idiots over here. We decided on the Samsung fridge.
Samsung smart fridge.
You go knock knock and it shows you what's inside.
I'm pleased to inform you that you're all wrong.
Oh,
yay!
And it was actually the Ring Video Doorbell Pro 2.
Oh! Wait, would we
those would houses have doorbells?
Would you have accepted Ring Doorbell? That answer, okay.
Yeah, we didn't even say that.
No, I know, but like, do you want us to be like hyper specific? Like, if we didn't say it was Ring Doorbell version 2, final 3, 7, 6, patch 2.
It's bad patch enough having an Amazon Alexa in your home, let alone sticking an Amazon camera to the front of your house.
Oh, God.
Or to buying an Amazon house at some point.
Yeah, who remembers back when it was a meme that Apple was going to buy the world?
Yeah.
Now Amazon's doing the same.
Amazon.
Sorry, Amazon. I forgot we're streaming on Twitch. Sorry, Amazon.
Oh,
Tom?
Yeah.
Hush.
Shush your noise.
Shush your goddamn mush before I come and shush it for you. Thank you.
Where's our HR rep?
Number 8. I'm the HR rep. Dr. Philip Nitschke has been in the news recently regarding his latest invention called Sarco. But what is Sarco? Sarco is an assisted suicide pod.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Oh, shit.
It's not
a Mountain Rescue Robot's definitely not it.
That's why I said think Switzerland.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah, but when you said Switzerland, me and Jess almost put mountain.
Mountain.
War.
Hey, can I just say, for holidays quiz, that's a pretty sad answer, that is.
Merry fucking Christmas, bitch!
Thanks.
Yeah. Happy New Year, you're not gonna beat... Sorry.
Happy New York.
Take
it back. Number 9. What year will the UK phase out 2G and 3G?
We said 2025.
2033.
I told you it'd be some fucking arbitrary nonsense.
It was arbitrary.
Yeah.
We almost went 2030.
Yeah, we almost went 2030, and we're like, is it going to be that, like, late? Because 2G or 3G is so fucking old now.
Oh, 2G especially.
Yeah, Jesus. But then Katie got 3G on a phone earlier, and she didn't have any other internet.
Yeah, Shella Gorge 3G. Go on.
Don't mind if I do.
Number 10. What were the new computer chips unveiled by Apple this year?
M1 Max.
M1 Pro and M1 Max.
Yeah!
Yeah, 1 point each.
Yeah.
Okay, I got 1 point.
So Jess has 5. Wait, 1 point for each, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That means we're on 5 out of 10. And Jess is on 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
We're not doing
Although, technically, that, actually, technically, if it's for 2 points, that's now out of 11. But still.
What?
Because the last question is worth 2 points.
Oh.
So.
No, it's fine, because I can just tell you if I know them. But I didn't know them.
Wait, so how many points did you guys get?
We got 3 out of 10.
Oh, we got 5, and Jess got 6, so...
No, yeah. We're not doing Jess great.
We're not. Out on our own here.
Jess is just on her own at this point.
Okay, are we ready for round 2? Ladies.
What is round 2?
Gaming.
Gaming.
Oh, no, we don't know anything about that.
I mean, the way Katie's been going, we won't.
No, we won't.
No, you will. Top.
Never played a video game in my life.
What's a video game?
Hey, you have to be mad. Only game. Right, let's go.
Question 1. Which company banned itself from Twitch over nudity rules?
What?
Oh, which company?
Where'd you got to mute?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just...
The company has previously been mentioned in this stream.
Oh.
Has it?
Wait.
Got it.
Hold up a minute.
Hmm. Well, yeah, it's not going to be like it's not likely going to be one of the I said, is it?
No. That's just why I don't listen to you.
Fair.
Cool. We've got an
maybe
answer.
It's a company that...
It'll be really funny if
it's
it was
gaming.
The company we
that's not a gaming company.
I'd be surprised if it was.
Yeah, right, it'd be really funny.
But it would, yeah, kind of make sense too, yeah.
Okay, number two. Which game was turned into a hit Netflix show in 2021? You get a bonus point if you can name the show.
Oh, ah, ah.
I think Tom had like, I don't even know, a bit of a stroke there.
Yep.
Nola.
Right,
that's
fine.
Yeah.
Oh. Awesome. Wow.
Cool. We got an answer.
Fabulous. Number three.
Completely forgot about that.
Yeah, so did I, to be fair, because it's probably shit.
What's that, The Witcher?
No!
No.
Number three. Which gaming franchise celebrated its 20th anniversary by releasing its latest game 3 weeks early?
Oh.
Played any of the campaign?
No, because I haven't. I just ended.
Oh, yeah, because what?
Drink meds. That's how I know.
Playing the campaign. To be fair, that I've loved. Actually, it'll be on my Xbox. It's on my Xbox.
A lot of discussion on this one.
Huh?
A lot of discussion going on here.
Yeah, we were just chatting about.
We were just being cool, you know, cool kids that chat about video games.
Having a chinwag.
You know, they don't have partners or lives or.
KKK, the cool kids club.
No.
We're dyslexic, we can't spell okay.
Cool.
I think I got it.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I think it was. No, I think about it.
I
yeah.
think it was.
Number four. Forza Horizon 5 was released this year. It's based in a fictionalized representation of which country?
Done.
Yep.
Nerd. Fucking hell. Number five. How has Assassin's Creed Valhalla been used in schools this year?
Oh.
Ooh.
I thought this was quite cool when I read the news article.
Just a shame it's just a shame it's Ubisoft, really, bunch of nonsense. I feel like I need to just put that out there so everyone who ever watches this realise that Ubisoft are owned by a bunch of nonces, as are Activision Blizzard.
Fuck you, Activision.
Fuck you, Activision.
Fuck
you,
EA,
Ubisoft.
Just because I can.
Are we ready for number six?
Yes, boss.
Yep.
Fabulous. Three D&D 5e books were released in 2021. What were the names of each book?
Oh,
you get a point per book, obviously. Tom, you can't spell anyway.
No, at least one of them.
You're welcome.
Any ideas for the others?
I have them right here!
You cheating motherfucker.
Not cheating. I
didn't know the question was going to be something I have right here.
I don't count because that's the only one I've got.
Watch Boris just dislocate his own head.
I can't remember what the third one was, but I know two of them.
There's five, she said.
She said three. DD5E.
Oh, I thought you said five.
No, DD5E.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Problem is,
you
I have
to be very specific.
I know the third one.
Oh, do you?
Katie, what did you buy Ewan for Christmas?
Fuck off. Oh, sorry, it's wrapped up.
Hold mount.
I just showed it to you today.
I know. I'll take the piss.
Cool.
Yep, cool.
Right. Number seven. In September, what popular game was banned from the Apple App Store due to a legal battle? That would be right. Correct.
I stayed muted because the moment you started reading it out, I was immediately typing the next answer because I just...
Can't believe they banned Mario from the App Store.
Number 8. Microsoft is selling a $25 poster commemorating its greatest console failure. What is on the poster?
Oh, fuck. Is it one specific, like just one thing that you're looking for here? Yeah.
Or is it...
Oh, yes, yes, yes it is.
Oh. Tom, if you're any louder, you'll be able to be heard through my microphone.
Your mouth.
You shut yours or I'll come and shut it for you.
Deadpool.
No, wait.
Cool.
What number are we at? Number
9.
Number 9.
I'll come down from my sugar high now.
Yeah, from 1 to 10 hard now.
Number 9. Which game won Game of the Year at the Game Awards?
I know this.
So I said game so many times.
Bear in mind it's not.
Okay, cool. Have we got any more orange?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Are you muted? Oh no.
No, I'm not muted. No. Why? Do you need to say something?
No, I'm good. I'm just coughing a lot. Oh, Jesus. Dear. I'm so sorry, stream.
How dare you, Jess? How dare you?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
How long's your cough been going on? Is it productive?
It's not COVID related.
Don't?
Yep.
Yep.
And there's a member on the board who's from Activision Blizzard, so fuck Activision Blizzard.
Scary.
Number 10. In November, Animal Crossing's New Horizons had its 2.0 update, and a new cafe run by Brewster was added. What is the name of the cafe?
I'm guessing.
Dun, dun, dun.
That was a nice
one. That was actually a nice round. I liked that round.
I was going to say that was a nice question because I play Animal Crossing every day.
Yay!
See, I knew that one too. That was like one I knew.
Yeah, but I've known Brewster since I was a kid. We go way back.
Yeah, we go way back.
way back. Huh?
Are we done?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant! And flipping tastic, if you ask me.
There.
One second, I'll finish my column.
Yolid.
Alright.
So this one's out of 12, I think, because one answer had 3 different answers. So.
Another bonus point, so it's actually out of 13.
Put 13.
Oh, there's a bonus point.
For the TV show.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, so number 1. Was which company banned itself from Twitch over nudity rules? What did you guys put? What?
I said Nintendo.
Yeah.
No, it's Amazon.
Amazon?
But they own Twitch.
They banned
themselves. Yeah, but that's what makes it even funnier.
They banned themselves.
What?
Interesting.
Weird.
That makes no sense.
That's quite funny.
I didn't ask questions when I read it, you know?
Yeah, well, no.
Number 2. Tom, do not chug that.
Huh?
You're just like, we're losing.
Why really?
Number 2 is which game was turned into a hit Netflix show in 2021? It was League of Legends.
And the show is called Arcane.
Arcane, and it's actually a very good show.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know, it's based on League of Legends, so I can't really...
I don't like League of Legends, but I actually loved Arcane. Like, it's really good.
Okay, so me and Jess have got our bonus point for that one. That's 2 points already.
Number 3.
What did you guys put?
We put League and Arcane.
Yeah. I have been badgering Tom to watch it for a while.
Yeah.
But
Number three was, which gaming franchise celebrated its 20th anniversary by releasing its latest game 3 weeks early?
Halo.
Halo. Halo.
Yay, I was right.
And Lara Croft turned 25 this year.
Ooh.
Doesn't look that old.
Zoomer.
Oh, I know, looking bloody good for her age, doesn't she?
She does.
But it's weird that she's got triangular.
What do you mean looking good for her age? She's only 25.
Hey, gravity, Kieran. Some people just have triangular boobs, all right?
Look, I'm not trying to be too judgy. I mean, Burrage has got nice.
I don't want to get us banned for nudity, you know? If they ban themselves, then we have no hope.
Number four was, Forza Horizon 5 is based on a fictionalized representation of which country?
Mexico!
Mexico.
Mexico. Right.
The next one was, how has Assassin's Creed Valhalla been used in schools?
We said teach history.
We said teaching Norse mythology.
Teaching about the Vikings. So I have a point for Burge and Jess, and full point for Tom and Kieran.
4.5.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew it was going to be something along the lines of teaching, of course, but...
You would hope so, wouldn't you? Rather than just
well,
like,
you would hope so.
Yeah.
Read Valhalla for the afternoon.
Right, let's crack out the AC. We're going to play some Assassin's Creed in this class today.
Short, man.
What are the three books for the next question?
Yes, the 3D&D 5 ebooks were released in 2021. What were the names of each book? It is The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
The Witch Knight. Or light, yeah.
Fizban's Treasury of Dragons and Strixhaven, A Curriculum of Chaos.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Wow, I got my years mixed up because I had Tasha's Cauldron of Everything and Icewind Dale in my head for some reason.
Yeah, I said Icewind Dale. That must
Were they last year? Were they really last year?
They only got 1 point as well.
Yeah. Oh, wow. See, I thought me and Kieran would have had that in the bag, to be fair. Like,
I went blank. I literally had to guess. I guessed Stroud and Curse of Stroud and Wildman. Because my brain was just not functioning.
Ah, yeah, Curse of Strahd was a re-release, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have the, I have Tasha's Cauldron, and I thought that was this year, so I had that.
I had the
Beyond the Wildlight.
Wait, which one did you get out of them?
Which one did I get? Yeah. I technically spelt the last word wrong, but it's... Because I'm an idiot.
What did you get? Because we got Fizbands.
This is a charitable stream,
Abby. Tom's the one that actually got the only point on that entire thing, which is interesting because I don't know how much D&D I've played compared to him.
Was it Fizbands, Tom?
Yeah, it was
Fizbands. To be fair, he did help me buy Ewan's Christmas present. I really hope he's not watching. Fuck.
Ewan, stop listening, you bastard.
Oh, fuck. Tasha's Cauldron was last year. God damn it.
To be fair, half of this year didn't happen.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
Same with that one.
And on that was, we'll move swiftly onwards to 2022. Number seven was, in September, what popular game was banned from the Apple App Store due to a legal battle?
Fortnite.
It's Fortnite. The next one was, Microsoft is selling a $25 poster commemorating its greatest console failure. What is on the poster?
I put the Red Ring of Death.
That's what we put.
Yeah,
it is the Red Ring of Death.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
Because that was...
That was the icon.
The only other failure was the previous, like, CEO of Xbox when he went, well, if you don't want always-online connectivity, just play your Xbox 360. What a cunt.
Still not as bad as Don't You Have Phones?
No, it isn't, but...
Don't you have phones?
But did you notice how both those people didn't last very long?
Yeah. Funny that.
Shock. Right, number nine. Which game won Game of the Year at the Game Awards?
It Takes Two, is what Jess put.
Super Mario Sunshine.
Yay! No. Super Mario Sunshine!
No, if you...
I was
you,
right!
You were right.
Takes Two. 8.5
for us.
Strictly Come Dancing, innit?
Huh?
8.5 for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a good game. It's a co-op game.
In November, Animal Crossing New Horizons had its 2.0 update and a new cafe run by Brewster was added. What is the cafe called? Jess?
The Roost.
The Roost, yes.
The Roost.
Done.
Well done, nerds.
9.5 out of 10, 13.
9 out of 13.
Oh, we're just ahead.
We're going to have to make up some ground at some point.
We're winning.
Okay. But now
we can't wait for Boris or Doris.
It's time.
Oh, that's gonna be great.
Versus Tom.
Oh, we're doing it that way. Okay.
I think so.
That's fine. Well, I don't mind.
Whose questions come first?
Whoever I find on my phone first, to be honest.
So is this just for you two, or is this for each team?
It's for each team.
You can still confer.
We can confer, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to do Burrage's questions for Thomas first.
Questions for us.
So Tom and Kieran are answering these ones.
Okay.
Tom and Kieran. Number one is, what game did Burrage surprisingly enjoy this year?
See, it will be interesting, because I think technically this question's evil, because it has one answer, but it could have two answers. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Number two?
Yep.
Number two, what is Burrage's land claim called on the Orbis MC server?
I got it! I know it!
Have any idea?
There is a clue, but I won't say it.
Okay.
Something like that.
Something like that, love.
Number three. Burrage found a piece of software this year allowing him to use his iPhone as a webcam.
Yeah, got
which
it.
Is the software called.
Yeah, he'll know that one. I knew he'd know that one. After the horrible one, I had to give him like a nice one as well.
Number four. What NAS solution did Burrage end up messing around with on his spare PC?
Yep, got that.
Oh my god.
This is all stuff me and Tom have ever spoken about. Well.
Yeah.
What was Burrage's most listened to genre on Spotify this year?
I came up with this question.
Yeah, this is a Jess question.
Yeah, cool, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You done?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe it wasn't as evil as I thought.
I think some of our questions overlap here.
Oh, okay. This could be funny then.
Right. Number one. What was Tom's most played category on Spotify this year?
Oh, I know it.
There's no point muting. We can't answer these questions.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, well, I can't remember now.
Right, what's Martin's answers?
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, we'll go with that.
I saw the end of the thing and I was like, Martin.
Huh?
Brackets, sorry. Broadway.
Morton, you're not Martin. Bracket.
Sorry, Martin.
Okay, cool.
Number two, during the month-long internet drought, what was Tom's most played game?
Oh.
Although if I was reading it, how
Tom... game.
Tom's most picade game.
Cade game, yes, because I can spell. I was typing in the car.
Also, while they work out the answer, I was just going to say...
Not that bad.
My friend Morton, who is studying archaeology, wanted to say how outraged he is that Assassin's Creed Valhalla is being used to teach anything. he just wanted to put that out there. It's like,
okay.
I was like, yeah, that's fair. I'll mention that.
You're saying to Kieran he's not wrong.
Although archaeology is an interesting life choice.
I don't know.
What game don't you need internet
for?
I criticize and make fun
of him, but that's only because I know I'm studying politics.
I have no words for you.
Do you know what? I don't remember. We talked about it, but I do not remember what the fuck you played during your internet drought at all.
I
can't remember.
What was the question, sorry?
I can't remember what game.
Yeah, I can't remember what game it was you played in the internet drought at all.
Do you want to pass that one if you can?
We played a lot.
Yeah.
Do you want the next question?
Oh, wait. I think I know what it might be. I'll put that because you can play it LAN, so maybe.
Okay. Right. Number three, what is Tom's favourite new game of 2021?
Probably Forza.
I would say Forza.
Minecraft.
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 Number four, what was unique? Jesus Christ!
No, he's not helping you here, I'm afraid. He's busy.
Jeebus, come back to me.
What was
unique about the train Tom went on in December?
Sleeper
train.
Caught fire.
It caught fire. One did catch fire. 1974. In Taunton.
I'm sorry for causing a past fire.
Number five.
Right.
Number five. What is the first item Tom spoke about in the "What has Tom bought this week" segment?
Walkman.
Oh yeah, the yeah.
Walkman.
This is a
yeah.
fucking avid
it's
listener.
It's my favorite part of the podcast.
Yeah, Jess loves the podcast. Genuinely.
Number one fan.
Nice.
Cool. All right, we've got all our answers, although I'm pretty sure one or two might be wrong.
Come on, Kieran. That answers to Burridge's questions.
Yeah.
Number one was what game did Burridge surprisingly enjoy this year?
Forza 5.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Forza 5. Although, thinking about it, Euro Truck Sim would have probably also been one because we really enjoyed that with the multiplayer.
It's
but
so good.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I know I got question two wrong.
Number two, what is Burridge's
I wrote down something else, but it's Estegarza.
It is. But what did you write?
I wrote Endhaven.
Never
no.
Endhaven.
Although that sounds like a really cool name for my next like D&D campaign world, so I'm going to keep that now.
Stealing
okay.
it.
Thank you.
Endhaven.
Number three. Burridge found a piece of software this year allowing him to use his iPhone as a webcam. What's it called? Yeah. Number four.
Question four. Brunas.
Alright. And number five?
Lo-fi.
Yep. I would have... Yes. I would have accepted FreeNAS because that's what it was called. So, yeah.
So we got 4 out of 5 on that one.
Yeah.
So I'll give you full credit. You answered all of them. I didn't even have a chance to input because he was already writing down what they were
anyway. Just remembering things from the script. Yeah.
I love that you remembered the Minecraft one after as well. Like, that's quite funny. It's like, I knew you would know it because you would have seen it before. It's just whether in the moment you could think about it.
Yeah, no, I could not.
Okay, now to Burridge and Jess for the answers. Number one, what was Tom's most played category on Spotify?
We put musical/Broadway.
Broadway is correct.
Broadway.
Yeah.
Yay.
Number two, during the month-long internet drought, what was Tom's most played game?
I think this is different now. Yep. I think it's Euro Truck now.
Fallout 4. Fuck! Yes, it
yes.
was!
Kieran played so much of it.
See, I put Civ 6 because you can play LAN on that.
Fair,
and
I
remember seeing you play a lot of it, so...
But no, Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Fallout 4, of course it was. I remember you guys talking about it. Yeah,
I remember that now.
And then, you know the answers to number 4 was Sleeper Train.
Yep.
And number 5 was Sony Walkman.
Wait, what happened to number 3? That was Forza, right?
I completely missed out 3.
Okay, so both teams scored 4 out of 5. Yeah.
not bad.
Wait, what was the last answer? Walkman, right?
Sony Walkman.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, cool. Yeah, both teams got 4 out of 5 there. That's pretty good.
Jess has been listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
I got lucky with that one because I don't remember what I did yesterday, let alone on the podcast weeks ago.
Next category.
Yeah, what's next?
Big news.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big news.
Large size news.
You're going to hate this because it goes back to me being really mean.
Yeah, big news in the UK, this one, isn't it?
What?
Is this UK based, this one?
This one's UK based.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so number one, this year, NICE approved a drug called Inclisiran, that has been shown to be effective at preventing heart attacks or strokes. What does NICE stand for? I just killed Burge.
Just double checking, is it NICE?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the question again, sorry?
What does NICE stand for, basically?
What context was NICE in, sorry?
Okay. This year, NICE approved a drug called Inclisiran.
That's all we need.
That's shown to be effective against preventing heart attacks and strokes.
Shut up.
Shut up! I like pharmacology.
Yeah, let's go for it.
I mean, it's going to be wrong.
Okay, cool. We have an answer.
At least it's a proper answer.
Yeah, it's not a mean answer for Jess.
Wrong, but...
Right. Number two.
Burge and Jess ready?
Hang on!
Sorry.
Google hasn't loaded yet.
No, it hasn't.
Stop Googling, you cheeky wanker.
I thought you were talking to me then.
No, oh, Jess is taking this very seriously. She wants it.
Forget it.
She wants the point.
Technically, I will take the old answer or the new one. Because
I feel like I know it, because I know, but don't worry, but just go ahead.
We're going to think about it the moment it like comes to it, aren't we? We're going to go, fuck it, to that.
Well, I can't think what I could be, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Elephants.
And I is ingenious.
So are we going to question two?
Oh, Poe. Okay,
he's sending a message.
Forget it.
Okay.
Forget it.
Number two.
Oh, how God, much... what if I do know it? No, seriously,
just know how your existential crisis over this
calm down. Calm down.
But I feel like I know it because threats action. Carry on.
Thank you. Women. Number two, love you, Jess. How much did the Banksy painting of a little boy playing with a nurse doll sell for?
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
I think I know.
I'm gonna take a nap while you do this one.
But less than 10 minutes.
No idea though. That might just.
Okay, taking a stab.
Yeah, we've taken a.
Yeah. Let's not stab anyone, please.
I can picture the painting if that helped.
Painting. I was saying, do you know what painting I'm on about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Just check it.
Tom does not.
Number three is this year Prince Philip passed away. What year did he marry the Queen?
Remember the crown?
I don't know, the 1700s.
How long were they married?
Ouch.
Pretty sure that man was a corpse about 10 years ago anyway.
True.
Come on.
They were married at the time coronated. Wait, what year did they get married?
Yes.
Oh, just guess some random year in the
Let's go 53. Okay, we have a guess.
Yeah, we have a guess.
Last Tuesday.
Number four. Which city in the UK hosted the COP26 UN Climate Change Conference? I just like Jess's face. I assure you.
Much traffic
shit. Oh, dear. I answered it and then just went, no, Boris. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like...
I thought you meant the G7, which happened in
St. Ives, which is not a city.
I was like, how could you forget all that traffic?
Because it wasn't a city.
How did you forget the traffic, Boris? Jeez.
How could you forget?
Because I didn't really have that bad traffic because I didn't go down that far.
No, but it's...
Although I'm pretty sure I saw... Or I did actually drive past police convoy several times.
Yeah.
You're like,
hiya! On the A30. I was more like, hiya! But yes.
Number five. Nico Omelana ran in the London mayoral race this year. What was the first point on his manifesto?
Oh, fucking hell.
You know, like, you know who I'm on about?
He was the YouTuber, right?
YouTuber.
Or is a YouTuber, yeah.
Who?
Nico Omelana.
Oh, yeah, because
the YouTuber that went for London Mayor.
Max Fosh
yeah.
was another YouTuber for it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is a stupid point to have on a manifesto.
It is a stupid one.
I'm not surprised.
It's a stupid one.
Okay.
Although I think his entire manifesto was mostly stupid. Okay. Some things. You know what? Right, not too bad.
You'll bear it.
Play his YouTube video.
Oh, actually, no, it's not a stupid one. It would be a very, very sensible thing to
even
have.
Even if we're wrong, that's great.
Yeah.
Even if we're wrong, that's great.
Why does my answers of Thomas and Kieran not? They don't load properly.
Because we're not answering them to give us the answers.
You're funny.
I was gonna go with a meme answer because we don't
That's
know.
What
but...
we did as well.
I feel like I know, but all right.
All right.
Burge, I feel like you're getting progressively more stared at.
He is.
He'll be on my team next year.
I'm going to be killed later.
No.
Number six. Jess, if you need help hiding the body, hit me up.
Okay.
You're going to need a lot of landfill.
Yeah, big ol'.
My mother wrote this question, so I can only apologise.
Mother!
It's okay.
Who won the second series of The Masked Singer? I don't know. I don't even know what The Masked Singer is.
How do you not know this?
Blame
Shit,
it on
probably.
Jordan.
About singing?
Can I request a new teammate, please?
What did Kieran say?
Why do you not know? You watch shit stuff about singing, meaning High School Music.
I think the person went on this morning.
Jess only thinks she knows because she watches This Morning.
And they went on for an interview.
Oh.
Yeah, you guess.
Bear in mind, to watch This Morning, she generally has to be up in the morning. And
no, you can watch on catch up.
If something...
Kieran's just dying in silence. I just heard a shriek. I'm scared.
Okay, we got an answer. Not the right one, but we got an answer. Oh no, what we'll do is...
Mute you.
Yeah.
I've been ordered to unmute.
They also had The Masked Dancer. So that's confusing.
They also had The Mask starring Jim Carrey.
That was a while ago.
Oh no.
To the next question.
Okay, I think I got
My
it.
Name's...
Please do. Please move on to the next.
My name's Kitty, and I'm in charge, so we're going to go on to the next question.
Burge is taking the headphones off. We can't call him. Quick, call Burge rude names. Rude names.
Burge is, his beard is actually really, really nice, but he'll never hear me say that. Because
Guess don't tell him.
On.
Unfortunately for you, I can still hear you because my headphones are quite loud, so...
Burge is a fucking
what
arse.
What will we say?
Number seven. In January 2021, online retailer Boohoo acquired which high street brand for £55 million?
Yep, got it.
What a fucking wasted purchase. They might as well have just thrown the money in the bin.
Literally just buying the brands. They didn't even buy any of the physical locations or anything.
No.
At that point, you might as well airdrop the money into the channel. do as much good.
I'd have it. I could waste it that much in no time.
Yeah, we know that.
Please.
Cool.
I could
you
use
got
that.
It.
Nice. Number 8. The UK's biggest rock fall in 60 years occurred in which county?
When did Burridge last fall over?
Rock fall.
What's
rock? Rock is in the thing that you shouldn't throw at someone's head because it's going to hurt.
Rock fall?
What? A rock fall.
That makes sense.
Someone explain a rock fall to Jess, no. please.
Not in the UK.
And you want the county, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay.
You have
cool.
to say not a city or something. That'd be too specific.
Specific. Specific.
Specific. Tom is saying, I think. Kieran's saying, no, I think this.
This is great. I'm having a whale of a time.
Me too. Let's do it again.
What's the flattest county?
For next annum. That just ruined it, Burridge. We're not doing it anymore.
Yeah,
I quit. I'm not dealing with this.
I'm not invited next time.
Do your own podcast and you've got your back turned to.
Sup. Sup.
Suffering and
pain. Alright. Children, are we ready?
Yes.
Just about.
Yes.
Number 9. A new £50 note entered circulation featuring whose face on the reverse side to the Queen?
Oh, that
does. Oh my god, I really need to clean my laptop screen.
You fucking.
Why?
Fuck. 19. Can I request a new teammate?
Oh, there you go then.
No.
What? Oh, yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Because Kieran lives here now.
No.
What, in the 1950s?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we're best friends.
No, this is not COVID safe. Though.
This is COVID safe.
Friends with benefits is not COVID safe.
COVID dangerous. COVID danger elite. The new mobile game taking the world by storm.
COVID Shadow Legends.
You have to say COVID Shadow Legends.
Are we ready for number 10?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you name the skateboarder who won the 2021 BBC Young Sports Personality of the Year Award?
Tony Hawk.
I can.
I just can. Yes, you can.
I have no idea.
Imagine if she says she can and then she gets it wrong.
Tony Hawk.
Okay,
sorry, that's
not she's done that a couple of times. She's gone, I know this! And then I looked at her and she goes,
I take it back.
Her last name is one of two things, but yeah. I mean, their last name.
I'll put the both names there.
Okay.
Like
okay.
that, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
We got this.
We might get half a point otherwise. So.
I think it's more likely to be the one I said originally, but yeah.
Andy Murray.
Are we ready for the answer?
he is scared of boy. He said, see you later, boy.
Good
luck everyone in this quiz. The answers. Number 1 was this year, NICE approved a drug, blah, 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 prevents heart attacks or strokes, blah, 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 blah. What does NICE stand for? NICE stands for the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence.
Oh, we got 3 of the words.
We got none of the words.
I looked too much into it. I went neurological and cardiology.
Yeah, I guessed the National Institute for Care Evaluation because I was like, it's got to be some official government.
I'll give you half a point for that.
Oh.
Thank you, Katie.
You got half a word. Jess went real deep.
Yeah.
I did. So I was like, oh, neurological transaction, they'll be promoting it in that book. No, I was mistaken.
No, it was a respectable effort, Jess.
Thank you.
Number 2 was, how much did the Banksy painting of a little boy playing with a nurse doll sell for? Any guesses?
We put 75 mil.
3.7.
Might be a stretch.
14.4 million. And all of it was donated to the NHS, I believe.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, because our government can't pay the NHS themselves. So.
Careful. Police will be there in a minute to arrest you.
It's not, they'll have a problem finding us. Like, the delivery drivers can't fucking find us, and the police have no hope.
Number three was, this year Prince Philip passed away. What year did he marry the Queen?
53? 51.
47. You were close. I said 40.
I need to put out. I said 47.
No, you said 46.
I said 47.
I'm pretty sure
she became Queen in 1952, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. See, I knew they married before she became queen, and I knew she became queen in like the 50s. So.
Yeah,
I
knew that too. Yeah.
Again, I'm not exactly.
Okay, so far me and Jess have 0 points for this one.
City in the UK hosted the COP26 UN climate change conference?
Well, if you're to believe Jess, it's St. Ives, but the actual answer was Glasgow.
I just thought, oh god, it's Edinburgh, but it's not.
It's Glasgow.
Right. Got some answers for this one, Kate.
Number five, Nico Omelana ran in the London mayoral race this year. What was the first point on his manifesto?
Was it to play his YouTube videos on the giant advertising screen at Piccadilly Circus?
It was not, no.
See, I was just going to put more memes for everyone, but we actually just put free bus travel because we didn't fucking know.
I think that might have been one of them, but the first point on his manifesto was Boris Johnson will be forced to shush.
That's a fair one.
I could vote for that.
Like, don't know, fuck COVID. Yeah. Boris Johnson's the virus for this country.
Quite a lot of votes.
Yes. Boris out of London.
Number six was, who won the second series of The Masked Singer?
I got mixed up, so I'm not 100% sure.
Thomas?
Was it Prince Philip, Weekend at Bernie style?
See, I told you we should do more meme answers if we don't know.
No.
I put a woman, and then in brackets, what we actually are answering, which is Aston Merigold, which is Jess's guess.
No, it's not. It was Joss Stone. But I think he did win.
That's her name. I thought it was Jojo, but I was like,
that's a bizarre adventure.
Fuck's sake. Fuck you.
Number seven. In January 2021, online retailer Boohoo acquired which high street brand for £55 million?
Topshop.
Topshop.
No. And what?
No. Debenhams.
Bought Topshop.
Who bought?
Was it Debenhams?
It was Debenhams.
I knew it was Debenhams! Oh, no. I said it was Debenhams!
I love the absolute rage we get from Burridge.
I thought Debenhams would be too old lady-ish.
No! I knew it was Debenhams!
I just like that he turns into kind of a bunny rabbit when he knows the answer. He's just like, anger.
I'm sorry.
I have too much excitement in my day.
It's not a serious quiz. I don't care.
Okay.
Burridge, we're playing for ownership rights to the podcast.
Do you know how many hours I spent making these questions?
Yeah.
Like one?
No, actually, it was like, it's probably like seven or eight. More than I spent doing my uni one.
Hold on. There's a very angry dog shouting up the stairs at us.
There is, I can hear. Number eight. The UK's biggest rockfall in 60 years occurred in which county?
Greater London.
Are you stupid, boy?
I put Dorset.
Dorset is correct.
It was Dorset.
Good job.
We thought.
Well, we would
Cumbria.
Have had. We would have had no. 3 out of 10 right now.
Don't get a bit much. And not
number
for
nine,
reasons.
A new £50 note entered circulation featuring whose face on the reverse side to the Queen?
Benedict Cumberbatch from The Imitation Game.
Yeah.
I was right!
No, Alan Turing.
Alan Turing, yeah.
I was right!
Yeah, just got it right. You've made up for the Debenhams problem
right!
now. This particular format is going to be known as the Debenhams fiasco.
This is how you recover a relationship. You say Debenhams and then you recover with Alan Turing.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you may eat tonight, wench.
Yikes.
Just sounds really sad in the back. She's like,
yeah.
Just...
Right.
It's going to be okay, Jess. I'll send you food.
Thank you. Last question.
Number 10. Can you name the skateboarder who won the 2021 BBC Young Sports Personality of the Year Award? Jess?
Tony Hawk.
Was it Sky Brown?
It was Sky Brown.
Hey.
I told you. I thought Sky Hill.
See, we put Sky Brown / Hill, but Sky Brown was the answer. Hill was like our
guess.
It was one of the two.
What we should do for the last round is we should have a piece of paper with either of the options on and hold it up.
What did you guys say for that one?
Yeah, what did you guys say to that?
Oh, well, the last question.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk.
Boris and Boris.
I'll tell
Tony
you.
Tony Hawk!
Yes, young.
Young. Oh, Tony Hawk.
We're doing
cool.
We're doing
well, we got 4 out of 10 there. We did all right. We could have 5, but you know.
Cheers.
Nice. Jess.
But the saltiness in there is so unreal.
What's the next category?
Global Brain Gun.
I just put could have been 5.
Yeah,
next.
You meanie.
I taste salt.
What's
Barbara
the next
bean.
Category?
The next category is there. Global goings on.
Oh, I didn't know it could have been 5. Jesus, Barry.
Global goings
very
on.
Very aggressive.
Global goings.
Global.
Global goings on.
It's all COVID.
It's all COVID. Yeah.
Nothing. COVID. Fuck all's happened.
Fuck all's happened. Yeah.
COVID. Number 1. On October 6th, the World Health Organization gave the green light for the rollout of a vaccine against which disease?
Wait, when, sorry?
October 6th.
On the 6th of October. This year.
Okay, so it's not... I was going to say COVID, but it can't be.
It's not COVID, okay?
Yeah, it's not COVID.
It's a different disease. COVID's not the only disease, people.
And why have I been buying shares in COVID?
Oh, let me ask my microchip for the answer. Excuse me.
And then.
COVID Alexa.
Excuse me, Mr. Gates.
Yeah.
What vaccine did they roll up? Jess is really thinking about it. I might have to pop to the loo during this round, I'm not going to lie.
Why don't you pop now whilst Jess is in deep think?
To be fair, yeah, or I'll be back. Let me turn my chat up.
Sorry, Jess is just like, should we just Google while she's away?
No! Stop cheating, yeah, cheeky sods. Oh, it's so rude. Hit my head. So, everyone, how's it going?
I'm just being wish.
Having
good
fun?
Luck.
I'm
Okay.
Are you muted?
While the host is away.
Do Phil.
Not as much as both.
Essentially got the...
Shout us.
We've essentially got
we
the
got
three tiers of a cake.
We got an answer.
Yeah, it's a very serious disease.
It's a very serious disease, absolutely.
Gonna do it in the game.
Fine. I'm a gay.
Me too. High five. Wait.
Orange, be in the middle of the high five.
I don't know what side there. You are. Yeah.
And pass it on to Jess.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, Jess, we can physically.
Yeah, we can do it.
Good job.
This is. this just. I gotta admit, this just reminds me of a line in Clarkson's Farm of just. But to paraphrase, just this stream. They wanted as much diversity in this stream as possible, and I think we're achieving that with every variation of nerd who's pasty and white in their 20s.
Yes. Exactly.
We have famals here.
Famals.
We have famals.
I'm not that pasty.
I mean, Kate.
I
look quite orange, but that's because of the blue background. My camera compensates.
I do some sports, okay? Number 2. During the 2021 Olympics, what happened that hasn't occurred since 1912?
No. No.
that then. Right, let me put...
Can you just tell me?
I can tell you that one of the things.
My fringe to do that. You don't have a fringe.
I did. No, I got
so that get Katie. What was that?
One of the things that Tom and Kieran said was right.
Oh.
Oh. So there's multiple things.
Concern.
Well, no, just that they were going through several things.
Oh,
and one of the things
I
they
see.
Said was the correct
I
one.
See.
I think it's what Katie's saying.
Robbie Rotten yeah. killed Sportacus. No.
Hercules won the weightlifting for a change.
That bloke who turned up with a forklift.
Has everybody got an answer?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, darling.
Spectacular. Number 3. Adelaide United player Josh Cavallo became the only current top flight male professional footballer in the world to do something. What did he do?
I know it.
I reckon.
Enough, do it.
Cool.
And we'll go with that.
Yeah. I mean, beat it.
That's a logical answer, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, see.
Yeah. See, just because I want to get this answer out there, my joke answer was going to be the only footballer who hasn't cheated on their spouse.
Yikes.
Yikes indeed.
You know.
Probably not wrong.
Yeah. That's the worst part.
It's not the answer I'm going for, though.
All the fucking dead milks, you cheeky bastard.
Mm-hmm. Number 4. NASA's Perseverance rover successfully drilled, extracted, and stored a sample of what? Burrage, no. Stop.
Did you even know what I said?
I can lip read.
Yes.
I will not take this kind of slander.
Waiting for the. We ought to have a countdown time.
Bang!
No, the other day, countdown first in 40 years.
To be fair, it is, I think, perhaps the whitest show that's ever existed.
Yeah, you're not.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
The only whiter show is those old British, with the man that was like, okay. And here we can see.
Yes.
Now we're in totally the east, good. Like the entire of Asia. The east.
Not even in Asia. The east.
Just like, would you like to be more specific?
Now we're in the east. Essex.
Well, so the 1950s yeah, British me. Media, they're covering something in England. We're in the small suburb of County on the Durhams, but if they're in China, it's just in the east. Things are happening.
Every 60 seconds in Africa, a minute passes.
Number 5. Britney Spears' conservatorship was terminated this year. How long had she been in the conservatorship? I hate saying that word.
Up with that. We good.
There we go.
Okay. No, fair enough.
I'm good. You know, every time I see the word, I'm just tempted to change it to that.
No. Number 6. French nun Lucille Randon became the oldest person to recover from COVID-19 in February, just in time for her birthday. How old did she turn on her birthday?
We're back.
Oh, dear.
Oh no.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
I like how Katie's got a slight bit of motion.
I don't know. I saw that then. I was like, I look like Quicksilver.
Like Quicksilver.
Hugh.
Mercury. The element.
Number 7. On December 7th, which country approved a landmark law allowing same-sex marriage?
Don't know.
Could you repeat the question for Jess, because she's confused herself?
On December 7th, which country approved a landmark law allowing same-sex marriage? So which country has a law that allowed it now?
They're heavily religious, so it's not...
That's what you are.
Wait, Ireland? No, Ireland. Yeah.
A referendum on it.
Tom's like, oh! He's just had a brainwave.
A brainwave? He's thinking of pink nose.
Yeah.
Okay. The UK... Oh, okay.
Number 8. A TikTok musical of which Disney Pixar film raised £1 million for the Actors Fund?
Wait, a TikTok musical of a Disney film?
Of a Disney Pixar film.
Okay.
Plus it's Pixar. So no, yeah.
I don't think it's... I don't know.
Oh, I've run out of drink again.
Oh, do you want me to grab you one real quick?
No, I'll grab one.
Okay.
Damn right you will, Burridge. It's 2021. Don't make a woman do your stuff.
I will get my own drink. Don't worry about that.
I'd share my Coke with you, but we already have the same bug. It could manifest.
they join and become worse.
Make a new variant.
Make a new variant of...
Okay,
Vertics.
We have an idea.
Oh,
good one.
Number 9. This year, China celebrated 100 years since the founding of what?
China.
Communism.
China.
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 Well, yeah, it would have had to push. He just took power after the
revolution.
Wicked.
I think it's right, but all right.
Okay, well, we've unmuted.
I know.
I thought you were about to say it. I was like, no!
Are we ready for the final question of the round?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Number 10. In February this year, millions of Texans were left without electricity. What caused this?
We don't need...
No, Burridge, it was not the earthquake that you caused.
No, I was just going to say Ted Cruz.
What?
America.
There we go.
You know.
Yeah, definitely Ted Cruz. That's definitely the answer.
Yeah. No, actually, interesting.
I mean, he did fuck off for a holiday while this was happening. So.
Oh, he did.
Proper weird.
That might give it away, you know.
It's
a clue. It's a clue.
It's a clue if you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember like the.
Reddit. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's the time. Yay. Number 1. On October 6th, the World Health Organization gave the green light for the rollout of the vaccine.
Yeah, we're going for the answers.
Oh, yeah.
We said that!
I didn't actually write it down, but I just had that brainwave.
It was malaria.
Yes!
Yes!
I heard Tom's celebration.
We put Ligma.
Yes,
was malaria. Man. Fuck yes.
Yo, one up for malaria. and banned.
The next one was during the 2021 Olympics. What happened that hasn't occurred since 1912?
Someone popped their clocks.
A tie for gold medal.
Tie for gold medal. Gold medal was shared.
Oh.
In athletics. In particular. For the high jump.
I remember that now.
I recall. Once the answer has been said.
Yes.
Funny
I was
going
to say that.
Number three. Adelaide United player Josh Cavallo became the only current top-flight male professional footballer in the world to do something. What did he do?
Came out as gay, is what Jess said.
Came out as gay.
Yay! Yeah. Go Pink News for your reliable
source. Thanks, Pink News.
Yeah.
Pink News. Gay news.
Goos.
LGBT news.
Goo news.
Goo news.
It's a canoe.
It's like the gay time, but pinker.
You've got, yeah. So you've got gay. So you've got goos. Do you have also have lesbian news?
I have booze, so technically, yeah.
Number four, NASA's Perseverance rover successfully drilled, extracted, and stored a sample of what?
Say what you were going to say originally.
I think Katie knows what I was going to say because she read my lips.
I don't want to know.
I just put Martian rock in the end because my fucking.
It was Martian rock.
It was rock.
Oh!
Oh shit! We were like that can't be.
It's like that can't be.
Because surely there's loads of it. Martian rock, but
really surely we have loads of that shit.
Well, one. But this is the first time we've not done absolutely dreadful. So you know.
Number five was Britney Spears' conservatorship was terminated this year. How long had she been in it?
14 years.
14 years.
Oh shit!
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We said
20 because we were like, we were.
What did you guys get?
We said 20 because we just weren't like sure on.
The next one was French nun Lucille Randon became the oldest person to recover from COVID-19 in February, just in time for her birthday. How old did she turn?
102.
No.
105.
117.
Oh shit!
Whoa!
I knew it was in the hundreds.
She's my new 117.
Icon. 117.
Nearly as old as
I want to be a French nun.
I want to live to 100. Imagine suffering on beyond that.
I had a great grandma who died at 102.
It's bad enough at 28 at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get those genes. So I don't want to be 102.
No.
Number seven. On December 7th, which country approved a landmark law allowing same-sex marriage?
Switzerland.
Chile.
Yay. Wrong continent.
God. What did you guys say?
South America.
They said Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland. No, Switzerland's already got it.
Huh?
Switzerland's already got it.
Yeah, Switzerland's already got it.
Or they're passing it through, I think. One or the other.
Number eight. Passing. A TikTok musical of which Disney Pixar film raised $1 million for the Actors Fund?
Cars.
Nope.
We said Monsters, Ratatouille. Inc.
Ratatouille.
Oh, Ratatouille.
Oh, I remember that. Yes. My sister sent me it.
She remembers it again.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake.
Ratatouille's
a
genuinely good
Memento. I have a guest.
Guest a dog.
A guest.
We have a special guest. Please bring on.
Hola. I hear the dog.
Stop pausing every time you cough.
There's a dog here. There's a dog here.
It's Lola.
Our host, 11th chair.
Pause and coughs. It just sort of stopped. And I was like, wait.
Oh, hello.
Lola. Come on.
It's not Lola.
Ah,
it's Lola.
Our set is shaking.
Yes, hello. I love you too.
Ah, look at the dog.
Lord. Hello to the guest star, Lola dog.
Yes, you are a good
dog. Lola dog's going to say the next question.
There's not one
sniffing the cider bowl.
It's a good thing she's got a good turning circle for a dog of her size.
Yeah, she's like a Bendy.
Oh, hi.
That's right.
It returned.
Yeah, but we love her.
Number nine. This year, China celebrated 100 years since the founding of what?
I think it's right.
Yeah. Communist Party.
Yes.
I told you!
Okay, we said communism.
Yeah,
the founding of communism.
That's what I said. Oh, no, it's not.
The thing is, Jess said it, and I'm like, but hang on, did China found communism? Because I don't think they did.
It was a German bloke called Karl Marx.
Communism in China.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So we'll fine. You win that one. Number 10. In February this year, millions of Texans were left without electricity. What caused this? It was a snowstorm.
Yeah. Or Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. Because
Texas can't play nice with anyone and don't want other people having electricity.
They've got their own power grid separate from the rest of the other two main US power grids, so they couldn't even get any extra energy after theirs went down.
Classic
oh,
tech.
Because
no.
They're actually stupid.
Right, should we do round six as flashcards?
Yeah, although it's not actually quite said by Doris's.
Old people, isn't it?
What?
I don't know enough old people.
Oh.
Yeah, but you just make it
I have
okay.
My nana called.
Boris or Doris is fine. It's okay.
It's Boris or Doris is the name because it sounds cool, but it's
yeah.
Boris
right,
or
another politician. Political person. Okay. Oh, wait, you want us to do paper? Really? You want us to waste paper?
Your paper.
I just want flashcards.
And a pen.
Why do you want flashcards?
How
much fun.
You go, how many pieces? One or two?
One.
You need more than that.
If you're still typing, if you type who the other...
Yes,
person
Boris
is
the man. Not... The man spelled Boris wrong. Help me.
Calm, Kieran. There's no
how
helping.
How did he spell
you
Boris?
Who asked?
How did he spell Boris? Where's your pen?
Yeah, how did you spell Boris?
Boris or Doris? It's backwards on the thing.
Oh, I see how you're doing it. Yeah, okay.
You just have show.
Okay, so I only needed one piece, really.
Yeah.
If it's not saying it, then. If you down who you think said it and you get it right, I'll give you a bonus point.
Okay.
Okay. So this round's worth, like, what, 20 points?
I'll just yell if I actually know the answer.
I can't tell you, because that kind of gives it away.
Oh.
Because then you know how many aren't Boris.
I just like to say, by the way.
Oh, yeah, true.
Boris is Borix, because Tom's put a cross through the R.
Borxis.
Yeah, he's put a Borxis.
Borxis?
You've got Borxis, Johnson, and Doris.
Dear Lord, what am I related to?
I hope you can see that. Oh, it's backwards. Fuck.
Yeah, so mine's fine. Boris. I'll leave you in charge of that. Actually, you be in charge of who you think the quote's from.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Right, should we go on the countdown and we hold it up?
Boris,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. So the first, I'll say the quote and then the 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait, no, do you guys need some conferring time?
Allow conferring time and then, like...
Oh, so you shouldn't have done that in gold pen. You can't see
you
it.
You can. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you couldn't see it if I do that.
Oh, okay, cool.
When you're done conferring, if you just let me know and then I'll do the countdown and then you can...
Yeah.
Okay.
Do flashy flashcard thing. Right, so number one. It would be a sad day if we British stopped being cynical, but you sometimes wonder whether we overdo it.
Doris.
We're saying it is.
Cool, we're ready when you guys are.
Okay, mute a minute.
Okay, cool.
Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1. It is actually... Wait, am I saying now?
Say whether we're correct, and then we'll go back to the other quotes.
Tom is correct.
What? Who, what?
It's Boris.
Boris, it was Boris.
That quote sounded far too smart for Boris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the things that Boris Johnson has said, genuinely very, very questionable.
Yes.
Like, no one talks like that.
What I'm going to do is, on my one, I'm going to put like what I answered with the sheet as well, just so I can keep track of what I answered right and wrong.
No worries.
Will you just do that?
Yeah, okay.
Are we ready for number two?
Yeah.
Let me go to the loo first.
There comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic, not popular, but he must take it because conscience tells him it is right.
Okay.
We're ready.
Dumb and Dumber are still going.
Come on, Team Burtick.
they're probably trying to figure out who said it as well to get the extra points, and I'm just there like, fuck it. I just...
Yeah.
I can't be bothered to, unless I actually know the quote, which I don't.
No.
This is where it's a trick question.
Go, I don't know.
Can I can I have one of your supers?
Right. I know you didn't like them.
Oh, don't worry then.
Okay.
I don't know. Forget it right now. Forget it.
Yep.
Find the woman of super. Are we ready to do the flipperoo?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we started. Yeah.
Ready?
Okay, so is it Boris or Doris? In 3, 2, 1, go. It was not, in fact, Boris. It was a Doris.
Yes.
Okay. And we will come back to who it was.
Okay, we haven't got that, so.
Yeah, we
sorry, Boris.
Okay, well, if you haven't got it, it was Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh.
It was Martin Luther King Jr. To be fair, I'll just say the answers as we go. Might as well.
Yeah.
Number 3. Are we ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no one, apart from yourself, who can prevent you in the middle of the night from sneaking down to tidy up the edges of that hunk of cheese at the back of the fridge.
Boris. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
You happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready in 3, 2, 1, go. It was indeed Boris.
Yeah.
That's just absolutely a Boris
Quantum.
A Doris Quantum quote.
And man, first doesn't
have Boris Quantum
now.
Joe.
Can't see Johnson.
Ron Swanson.
Right, number 4. I have so many fabulous friends who happen to be gay, but I am a traditionalist.
We're good. These holes aren't that bad, actually.
Yeah, fine, just blackcurrant.
I thought they'd be gross because they're blackcurrant. Like a strong blackcurrant, but they're sweet.
No.
Fair enough.
No, Suvas are just full of sugar and space.
Yeah, it's basically a sugary placebo.
Yeah.
It's got menthol in
it. It has menthol in though, so I mean that at least helps clear airways a bit.
Okay. We're ready.
Right, so in 3, 2, 1, go. It was a Doris.
Yeah.
Anyone know which Doris?
I guess Rees-Mogg.
No, it was Donald Trump.
Ah! Oh, shit! Yeah. That was one of my other guesses. Oopsie.
Right. Number 5.
Fabulous. But I know so many fabulous people.
Thomas, nobody cares. It's my time. Love you.
Not inviting this.
Number 5. I lead a life of blameless domesticity and always have done.
Sorry?
I lead a life of blameless domesticity and always have done.
That alone is a sexist comment.
That's why I'm muted.
I genuinely think...
Cool.
Yeah.
Ashling, but...
Morrison? Uh-huh. Okay.
Good.
Boris or Doris in 3, 2, 1, go. It was indeed Boxes. Boris.
Yep.
Boxes. I
said you wrote Norris. We got it right anyway.
Norris Donson.
Lando Norris.
Norris Donson.
Lando Norris.
Number 6. Sometimes I can think of so many ways of expressing myself that I feel I'm an old typewriter and too many keys come forward at once and I get jammed.
That sounds dirty, I get jammed.
I can't describe to you how much I enjoy stuffing.
Well.
Oh, that's a quote, isn't it?
From Haiti in 2021.
quite someone get that in the Quirks channel quickly.
Onion stuffing. The thing you have with your roast dinner.
Jam, that's such a Boris thing.
Is that what you call your boyfriend now? Your roast dinner.
Yeah, let's go with Boris.
Gold leaf. Right, okay, roast.
We're ready. We're ready.
Burrage is too busy dying with laughter. He's gone. Gone.
How do you feel? Now he's gone. He's watching you live on. Bye.
Yeah, cool. We don't have an answer. We're just going with it. I don't even remember the quote. I just remember what Katie said. And that's it. No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay.
Boris or Doris in 3, 2, 1, go. It was Boris.
Hey.
Number 7.
Of course it was. It's utter bollocks.
No more talk about nothing in this quiz, thank you.
Or jam.
I'm going to be jam any time, brother.
No.
What is it called? Jam and cream?
No.
Just no.
What the phone calls with you?
Why do you think I'm going to UN tomorrow?
You're a good Christian child.
I'm a good Christian child. You saw my pyjamas.
Yeah, she literally went shopping for pyjamas today.
Aww.
Stay at my boyfriend's house. Number 7. The difference between a broken community and a thriving one is the presence of women who are valued.
Oh, can't be Boris, it's pro-feminist.
I should see Boris.
This one's an easy one.
No.
Yeah.
Any time before Christmas 2022, boys.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
That was a bit rude.
Anyway, but shut the fuck up.
Boris or Doris in... Boris, you good there?
Yep.
Right, Boris or Doris in 3, 2, 1, go. That was indeed a Doris. Anyone know who it is?
Who's mate?
No.
Michelle Obama.
Oh.
Very different.
I was going to say, the quote was far too accepting of women's position in society to be Boris. Far too accepting of women for Boris, fucking hell.
And the one's not bright orange.
Number 8. I believe that in life, you have to give things your best shot, do your best. You have to focus on what needs to be done, do the right thing, not the popular thing.
Again, not Boris.
I think it's in a... Nelson Mandela?
No. The right...
I can hear Tom's laugh in real life.
Cool.
Quite...
Oh,
what?
No.
Oh, Kieran's like sunk into the seat. What have
they said? Oh, what they said. Oh, no.
We've only had one cider.
I don't know what they said.
I do. Oh no, we're all gonna die.
I just heard them laughing. They're still going.
We can see.
I can hear it, Jess. I can hear it.
He's crying. He's crying.
I really want to go in and just like witness this in person.
I don't know what they said that broke them that much.
Thomas, unmute yourself.
I don't think he can.
He's crying.
Oh, my
God.
Oh shit.
What did you say? Okay. I want to hear what you said.
Say that on Twitch.
Oh, okay.
Put it in chat.
I'll tell you after the end. We're near the end anyway.
Oh my god, that hurt.
Have you come to a conclusion?
No.
We've come to a conclusion on at least what the thingamajigger will be, so it's we're good. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
okay,
take
right.
It.
Boris or Doris, in 3, 2, 1, go. It was a Doris. Anyone idea what Doris
is? No, we asked Matt Hancock.
Are you sure?
What, Tom?
No, I'm not saying that on Twitch.
It was David Cameron.
Oh. Cameron said that. Oh, my close.
No. You're a good breadth away, chum.
I really want to know what he said. So,
I dread to think.
Let's go really quick through these ones so we can then find out.
Yes.
Number 9. I'm not one of those people who believes in going endlessly around finger wagging and ticking people off for occasional colourful use of language.
Yeah, oh. Okay.
The best Doris film. Doris in 3, 2, 1, go. It was Boris.
Yes. Oh,
fuck.
I thought that was a good old lady one, actually.
It was. Deceiving.
And last but not least, number 10.
Punishing someone.
Thomas.
Yes.
Keep that in the bedroom.
Please don't. I'm in.
You are. Disturbing.
Right,
number 10. Poverty is about people lacking the tools they need to get on in life, and solving it is about tackling educational failure, antisocial behavior, debt problems, and addiction. And of course, it's about work.
Yeah, there's no big word.
And it avoids taxing the rich.
Yeah. Okay, we got an answer. Oh, my head hurts from laughing.
I thought your head had hurt from the Five Guys.
That's my answer. Oh, God.
I don't know if Burrage is thinking or falling asleep.
Burrage, are you alive?
You're stuck.
No, I think I'm going to go with...
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't say it because it was gone.
No, yeah, but it's fine.
Alright, ready?
I'll put it in here as well. There you go, look. It's that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Ready.
Boris or Doris? In 3, 2, 1, go. It was actually a Doris.
Oh.
It was Theresa May.
Ah, I'd be guessing Theresa May.
See, I literally said to Jess just now, whoever it was a Tory.
It was a Tory. I said it sounded like my granddad, but...
Cool. Fair enough. Right, I'm going to just do some little maths. And if you kids would like to talk amongst yourselves, mingle.
Tom talk again.
I'm not allowed to.
No, stop. Hold on, I got to... Stop, don't talk. It's okay, he's fine. We're just not letting him say words. He's too dangerous. Good man.
I like that. Let's keep Tom muted and Burrage muted and my life is complete.
What about me?
Just kick you from school.
I can't believe
it. If I knew both of us,
that's
it. So you've got to accept.
You said that quote in my mind and said, yeah, I can do.
The pair of you cut out.
I dread to think what you're laughing over.
Honestly, we'll with them two, it's going to be something most heinous.
Oh, yeah.
Heinous.
Definitely heinous.
Heinous.
Definitely heinous, yeah, that too.
Can we stop talking about our heinous
heinous? Heinous.
I don't know what we actually scored for the Boris or Doris one, so...
Oh, shit, we should have kept...
Well, it's okay. Sorry, I think Kate, you can work it out. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Boris or Doris, who's it gonna be?
Yes, you're in charge of writing the theme tune for next year.
Okay, I will. For God's sake.
Oh my god, my brain is hurting trying to do this.
Your maths is hurting.
My maths is hurting.
My maths always hurts.
Tell me about it.
I'll write down our total, Katie.
I should sing it.
Don't trust Tom's math, do it yourself.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm gonna trust Tom's math, don't worry.
Tom.
Tom, you can't add the shit.
Right, I'm just going to do some browsing on Twitter now. I found a tweet.
Calm yourself.
Burridge just searching. What's he going to search? Twitter, he spelt it wrong. Twitter.
Stop pulling me out!
Oh, I was looking at that.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it?
Yeah.
What do you mean I've seen it?
It was what Rebecca tweeted when we were in our coffee and you teleported in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good times. Oh, shit, I still got the...
Oh, wow, this was a wow, guys.
Oh, okay.
Is it close?
I've got to just figure out how many it's actually out of altogether. I'll be back with you.
Bird, you got some stuff in my head.
Need some elevator music.
Pardon me.
That almost sounded like In the Deep Midwinter then.
In the Deep Mid. Copyright claim.
Vive la France.
No.
What's wrong with support?
What's right with it?
Just sounds like the Eurovision song that they play at the start of it.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah. Probably is, to be fair.
Eurovision.
Is that maths, Katie? I don't think that is.
Oh. Gosh, what are you doing?
Boring. Laughter.
Bloody hell.
Shup, 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 shup. Oh my god, I gotta stop singing.
Okay, right, I think I'm done.
Okay. Oh.
I think it was out 64.
A whole
Minecraft
stack.
Whoa!
Right.
I just heard myself.
One of you one team got 32.5 points, and the other one got 34.5. If you would like to drum roll.
on the microphone.
Drum roll, bitches. And the winners are. Aaron and Tom.
Yay!
By some miracle, they fucking won. I quit.
Katie, I'll drop that fire.
It was closer. Because of that damn Debenhams.
Yeah, see? Debenhams.
Debenhams.
Technically, Jess got 33.5, so Porridge came last.
Yeah. Yeah. I win.
Well, no, you come second. That's
no,
what
I win.
Punch my phone.
Jess wins.
We
did it.
We
won.
Essentially, we pulled it back in the Boris v. Doris round.
Yeah.
You did.
You did.
You had the advantage there because you were there.
Yeah.
That and yeah, I've listened to enough of Boris speak where I can just generally gather most of his inflections. I'm just there like, yep, that sounds like utter twallop that means nothing. That's
Thank
Boris.
You to our political correspondent, Kieran, for...
So, also, just a quick while we're here talking about that, did you see the recent one where they were like, where have you been for the last 10 days, Prime Minister? And he sort of goes,
Not on holiday.
In the country.
The pig world, boy.
Like, he was like, and then he just goes, in this country. And that was his answer. And it was like...
Essentially, he wants to avoid using the word holiday or Christmas break or anything like that. But that's exactly where
he
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does Kieran and Tom win?
Nothing.
Aww.
I've already got Katie's love and affection, so I mean, you know.
That's a prize in itself.
Well, it's a consolation prize.
No!
Wanker!
Yep, been one for years now.
True. Why?
He's married to his right hand at this point.
Hello, Dorothy.
Well, that's only until me and Katie can get married, but we're trying to ease Tom into the relationship. He gets very uncomfortable.
Ewan doesn't exist, Tom. Ewan's not real.
Ewan's just my code name. Is a code name, yes, but there's not only one code name in the world.
Yeah, there is.
Just like 007. What about you? Oh, I'm 0072. Don't you have a different code? No, there's only one code name, mate.
007.1.
We didn't have the budget for anymore.
He's 007-2.
2.0.
Final.
007.2, final.
The code name is Ewan because it stands for Extremely Weird Attractive Nerd.
Whoa!
So that's not Kieran you're talking about.
That's
I'm sorry, what's that, Moon Boy?
Fits three out of those four parameters. Okay, thank you ever so much, everyone, for joining us. This has been Mental. Join us again whenever the next podcast is due to come out. Burridge, that's your department.
I don't remember. We're off like track at this point.
A week on Monday.
Okay, we'll have to try and record next week, but I am working basically all week, so we'll have to work that one out.
Don't hear your excuses.
We'll work it out.
Yes, we will work it out. Thank you all ever so much for joining. Thank you, Katie, for hosting. Thank you to our guests for joining us.
Yay!
As always, I have been Tom.
And I've been Burridge. Or Tom, if you go by the original intro.
Yeah, if we're digging up ancient stuff, yes.
2 hours ago, Tom.
Yeah,
2 hours ago.
It's a lot in gay years.
But gay, it's like dog years.
Well, you age differently to like other people,
well,
didn't
you?
You
know there's that meme about the gay walking is twice the speed of regular walking on Google Maps.
Yes, yeah. I've seen that. It's faster than
the
Uber.
When you said gay and then W, for a second I thought you were about to say the gay walls, and I was going to be very confused.
Wait, they're coming.
I need to show Burge this meme, but yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.